This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the question is, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are because you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. Lots of things going on. Yes, it's Fast and Furious again. 24/7, 365 news cycle, and you're mounted on it. Here we go. Okay, big wins going along, you know, yesterday, primaries in different areas. And a big win in New York. We're going to talk about that. A socialist/communist young lady, very appealing to the millennials, wins big. And, of course, this is how the communists do business. And congratulations to her, right? Well, you know, the thing is that there's such a backlash that is really, really, really going on right now within the Democratic Party, the throes, if you will. If you call it the Democratic Party, it's soon to be called the Socialist/Communist Party. That's what I really predict that. I really predict that. Of course, they're following California's model and role by getting in all these communists so successfully in the California legislature, run by a California dictator named Jerry Brown. They've gotten themselves into these positions in California. So here we go to the rest of the nation. This is in New York that we're talking about. So that's just one of the many big stories that are out there right now and that we're going to be covering here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Lots of things going on with New California, and we're going to be of course, I'm mentioning all the things that are happening there as well. But New California is really, really taken off. And I can't tell you in how many different directions. It's just like it's an explosion. People are pushing back. And hopefully California will take the lead, or New California will take the lead, as it is. New California is taking the lead. A lot of other states wanting to know about New California and how the whole thing functions. So I think I'll mention those things in the third hour. But as it goes right now, Mr. Stork, the guy who was all behind the situation with the investigation, Stork struck. I guess there's a Wikipedia pronunciation thing. I think it's struck. I think that's what it is. I had this trouble yesterday, and Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show was with us, and he was telling me that it's struck. All right, so we're stuck on struck now. That's the name. It's struck. He is actually going forward and supposed to be testifying behind closed doors. Now, it's kind of a mystery thing, and we've been speculating about this for such a long time. And, this is the thing that people don't quite understand about how you, how you do the things that you do with a guy like this, because he's unseen. Yeah, this is the thing that was coming out yesterday when Scott Adams was on the show. He kind of put himself on the show and said, "Look, we got to talk about this." And this was the whole thing about this so-called Mexican standoff that's going on within the Justice Department. And there actually is one, because, you know, if you come out and prosecute this guy, or you allow him to testify and reveal certain information, you can't prosecute him. And then who's going to prosecute him? And why would you prosecute him if you're the Justice Department? It's a whole different dilemma that we've never seen before. And who knows what he's going to say today? Yet, who's even seen him? See, that's the other big question. That's been a question that's been swirling around out there. Is he real? I mean, we've gone so far to think he's not real. He's just nothing more than a folder in a computer. That's all he is. And so, you know, that just throws this whole thing about, you know, these text messages up in the air. What are they about? If he is not a real guy, who's seen him? Who's actually seen him? That's the question. Everybody's around. Well, we haven't seen him. No one's ever seen him. Seen two pictures. You know, the pictures of him around his house in a car, and, you know, it seems to be the same face on the same different bodies, or different different bodies, just different ties and things like that. So, you know, who's ever seen this guy? I'd like to see the guy, because I've never seen him. Just out of curiosity, just curiosity killed the cat, as they say. I'd like to see him, but, you know, I don't even think we're going to be able to get to see him under these circumstances. I don't think that's going to be the case. And I'd like to see him. So let's see that pretty boy. Come on, let's see him. Let's produce him. But, you know, this is one of the things, I'm telling you, this is one of the things that's bringing the young millennials that are in the Democratic Party, the communist socialist types, to rise, because of stuff like this. You can only get yourself beat down for so long if you're a Democrat by the Clinton things. And, you know, they destroyed their own party, but what's going to rise up in place of it is the bigger issue, right? I mean, seriously, that's a big issue. What is going to rise up in place of the Democratic Party? And because they've ruined themselves. They've ruined themselves. So do you get the rise of a Democratic star? A giant slayer, she's being called today. A giant slayer. Alexandria Orozco. Ocasio, excuse me, Alexandria, please, I beg for your forgiveness. Meet Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the millennial socialist political novice who beat her establishment Democratic rival in a huge electoral upset. And it was huge. And this is a warning, I might add, to Dianne Feinstein. I'm serious, out here in California. Because last time she ran, she did the same thing that this guy. I'll talk about this. She made a mistake, and it was a it could have been a fatal flaw for her back then, but she didn't. She successfully beat it. Well, basically, the system out here elected her. You know, we don't have free and fair elections in California, not even remotely. They're all manipulated. I wonder what happens here in this one. Says the 28-year-old political newcomer beat a veterano. beat a veterano. I'm sorry, it's a veteran. And this is what paper? Oh, it's Business Insider. It says that a veteran politician in New York's Democratic Party congressional primary election Tuesday night in a shocking, I'm shocked to see gambling going on, upset with the Democratic Party. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. We got the Spanish naming thing going on here. Won 57.5% of the vote, while her opponent, Joe Crowley, had 42.5%. Crowley had represented New York's 14th district since 1999 and had been touted as a potential future House Speaker. So much for that. He got primaried. Now, this is probably a result of them coming in and swarming. I call it swarming, voter swarming. That could be a part of it, but also the powers that be. This is a pretty bad beating. It's just a major statement. It says, Ocasio-Cortez victory represents a major upset within the Democratic Party. Do you think? This guy's been around for a long time. But again, he took things for granted. It says, which has seen a schism between establishment and progressive Democrats since 2016 election. Yeah, this is what I'm talking about. The communists are on the march. At least, of course, they've been here in California. Welcome, New York. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And also, you have a right to your voice, by the way. Righttovoice.com. We'll be right back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Okay. Yep. Young socialist, up-and-coming 28-year-old, beats out the old man. And, of course, the guy took her for granted. I mean, that's really what happened. The guy took her for granted, and as a result, he got whooped. He got a whooping. And a well-deserved whooping. That's just basically what I believe, a well-deserved whooping. And that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, that's the Spanish naming system, says less than a year ago, this is this article that came out of Business Insider, actually. I like Business Insider. I think it's a nice magazine. Anyway, 28-year-old political newcomer beat a veteran politician in New York's Democratic Party congressional primary election. He was primaried out. Beat Joe Crowley, and this drubbed him 57.5%, if you can believe the numbers in the vote. You know, I don't trust anything pretty much anymore. I mean, they've got the voting system. I guess Maryland has the same problems with provisional ballots as California. Hello, hello, hello. Maryland out there, you didn't take my advice being Californicated by the election scheming system in California. I listened to this story yesterday, and I said to myself, God, what city in California did that happen in, you know? Because they're talking about, oh, the people weren't found to be on the list to vote yesterday. They were having all kinds of problems or whatever the Maryland thing was. And they go, yeah. Then they just gave us provisional ballots and, you know, our name. And I said to myself, God, what city was that in California? And all of a sudden, oh, it was in Maryland. Maryland. So that's why I said that spread. See, it's spreading that virus, so the voter virus. The voter virus, illegal voter virus out there, and how they've got a system. It's very systemic, and they've been able to successfully pull it off, and now it hits here. So anyway, but, you know, is it happening to Joe Crowley? I got to tell you right now, George Soros is absolutely elated with this, I'm sure. Hold it, coffee. I'm sorry. Just hand it to me. It says, less than a year ago, Ocasio-Cortez was working as a bartender who helped support her working-class family. This November, she will take on Republican Anthony Pappas for a seat in the U.S. House of Representatives. A Democrat has won that district by a landslide in the past 9 elections. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was born in the Bronx to a working-class family. Her mom is Puerto Rican and her dad is a Bronx native. Whatever that means. Beautiful girl, by the way. Beautiful girl. Says, women like me aren't supposed to run for office, she said in a recent campaign ad. I wasn't born to a wealthy or powerful family. This is big. This is like really, really, really big, you know? I'm serious. It says, her parents were disappointed in their local schooling system, so her extended family helped fund a move to a better school district. Good for see, this is like all the good conservative things, actually. It sounds. See, this is probably what you're going to see. She's got a lot of really conservative, good conservative values about herself, but she says she's a socialist. Shuttling between New York's poorest borough in the Bronx, where her extended family lived, and more affluent boroughs was her first experience of income inequality, she told The Intercept. What is The Intercept? I have to. This is a shining object I cannot resist. What is The Intercept? The Intercept is it's a blog site. It says a Bronx activist looks to dethrone Joseph Crowley, the king of Queens. And so it's a blog site, The Intercept. Looks like it's pretty well done, actually. Yeah. So she's got conservative values embedded. She went to Boston University, where she studied economics and international relations. After graduation, she took up bartendering and waitressing jobs to supplement her mother's income as a house cleaner and bus driver. She's grounded well. Less than 1 year ago, she was still working as a bartender in New York. Let me show a picture of her. Jeff Stein puts out a little tweet here that we see. There's all kinds of promotional stuff that she's got on. This was a Roscoe's first run for office, but she had experience in politics. In college, she worked for the Democratic Senator Ted Kennedy of Massachusetts on immigration issues, and she was an organizer for Bernie Sanders in the 2016 campaign. See, this is my point. This is my point. This is my point. And, you know, Hillary Clinton, she's done more damage to the Democratic Party than a lot of people realize. And the Democrats are ticked that realize this. This is the Bernie people. I'm telling you that the worst thing they could have ever done was blow Bernie out in California on the June 7th primary of 2016. I'm telling you. And they did it to themselves. They did that to Bernie. They admit that. They admit the DNC rigged it in California. I mean, how much more can we take? And listen, I'm not taking anything away from Mr. Roscoe here. Ocasio-Cortez, excuse me. But the facts are the facts here in California. It's pretty obvious. Election system out here is absolutely odorous, to say the least. And now it's in Maryland. It's all over the place, of course. They're using the provisional ballots. Everybody gets a ballot. Everybody gets the vote. Bottom line, everybody gets the vote. Feel good. Yeah, we have a feel-good election. Hey, everybody gets it. Your vote doesn't count, or you might be counted against you. Yes, we might do that too. We might count it 3 or 4 times. If you write the right person in there, we'll count it 5 or 6 times, right? Okay, everybody gets the vote. Some people are more equal than others, right? Anyway, sorry, a little tirade going on. But the Bernie Sanders supporters are ticked. I'm ticked. Listen, if I'm ticked and I'm the conservative guy, I'm further right than Attila the Hun and I'm ticked. Okay? Because it's not a fair playing field. That's just it. And you know, the Bernie Sanders, progressives, extremes on the left, they see it too. They got screwed by their own people. And what about Antonio Villaraigosa from Los Angeles? Yeah, that guy. He got screwed by his own party too. He got primaried out by his own people. And he knows it. He knew it. Hey, he said, what about those other 118,000 votes that, you know, no one, where are those votes? Those were supposed to be mine, guys. Come on, Democrats, you help a brother out. No, they didn't want Antonio Villaraigosa to run. They didn't want him. They wanted John Cox. See, they fixed it for John Cox in California. So this is all going to catch up with them. And it's going to catch up, I believe, in California. It's already starting to look that way. But taking things for granted is something. I want to warn Dianne Feinstein, don't take things for granted. Says Bernie Sanders congratulated her Tuesday night. She took on the entire local Democratic establishment in her district and won a very strong victory, he said in a statement. She demonstrated once again what progressive grassroots politics can do. I just think grassroots politics. Her campaign centered on a progressive platform advocating Medicare for everyone, a universal jobs guarantee, and immigration and criminal justice reform. Beautiful young lady, and very talented, obviously, and very well groomed, I might add. But she's very conservative at heart. That's my, you know, just what I'm reading. Looking at her parental background and everything, and how she was raised up. Anyway, she's outspoken against President Donald Trump. It is immigration policy. Really? I can't imagine. We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Gresson and the Agenda 21 Show.
Back here on Agenda 21 Radio, we're taking a look at the new face of the Democratic Party and a young lady, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She beat an interesting individual who took it for granted. He had been this Crowley guy, which is kind of interesting. He had been in office since 1999, and he really kind of took things for granted. And this is a warning to Dianne Feinstein. Die-fi. Go to all your, if you have debates, go to them. This guy didn't show up to one of the debates and sent a surrogate in his place. And, of course, people got offended at that. And, you know, this is the thing, is it's, especially for the Democratic Party, you got people really angry at you over Bernie Sanders. Me being one, and I'm a conservative, okay? I'm more angry at you and the system than ever before, of course, because it's a totally corrupt voting system here in California and throughout the nation now, obviously. But you got this guy, you know, he got primaried out. I love this. I think this is awesome. Get that old dog out of there. Get some new blood in there, you know, that sort of thing. But, you know, of course, she's a communist. She's going to, you know, and she's got, this is the classic thing, is that she's got really, really strong rooted conservative roots to her growing up and all that stuff, making it for herself. She's self-determined, whereas, you know, not necessarily, she's not a person. Listen, this is the thing about her. She is not a person to sit back and not work and provide for herself and her family. She's been one of those kind of people growing up, and she still is bartending and waitressing and so on to make ends meet. But she was working for Ted Kennedy on immigration issues when she was a political science major in college, and of course Bernie Sanders supporting him. And she got, I think, inoculated with a 2016 campaign with Bernie Sanders, in that says her win has been perceived as a major upset within the Democratic Party, which has seen a schism between establishment and far-left Democrats, as was demonstrated by Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders' presidential campaigns in 2016. And of course, this is the comment from one of the pictures and captions here. That's exactly what I was saying. And I haven't read this article. It just popped up just before showtime. And so now in the New York Post, it says, red alert, young socialist upsets king of Queens. Shocking, shocking establishment. I'm shocked to see communism going on. So anyway, so she's a beauty. She's got really strong conservative roots, actually. So I'm going to anoint her with that, which is, of course, the big thing she doesn't want to hear about, right? But it's true. She's a hardworking girl. And so that's a, see, this is the really dangerous combination for a communist when you have this sort of thing going on. Is she going to be a lost cause? It says, big Trump hater Congressman Joe Crowley, who many expected was going to take Nancy Pelosi's place, just lost his primary election. In other words, he's out. This is the tweet that he put out this morning. He's out. That is a big one that nobody saw happening. Perhaps he should have been nicer and more respectful to his president. Says that Crowley conceded his defeat, even dedicating a guitar performance to his opponent on Tuesday night, the song Born to Run. Da-da-da-da. Okay, look, we got some things here. We can play around with this one because I want to see. She put out a viral. This was a viral. See if we can get this to play. Now, cross our fingers here. Technology is really, really stretching it here. This was, take a look at her campaign video. This is a homemade campaign video. It's the only one she did.
Women like me aren't supposed to run for office. I wasn't born to a wealthy or powerful family. Mother from Puerto Rico, dad from the South Bronx. I was born in a place where your zip code determines your destiny. My name is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I'm an educator, an organizer, a working-class New Yorker. I've worked with expectant mothers, I've waited tables and led classrooms. And going into politics wasn't in the plan. But after 20 years of the same representation, we have to ask, who has New York been changing for? Every day gets harder for working families like mine to get by. The rent gets higher, healthcare covers less, and our income stays the same. It's clear that these changes haven't been for us, and we deserve a champion. It's time to fight for a New York that working families can afford. That's why I'm running for Congress. This race is about people versus money. We've got people, they've got money. It's time we acknowledge that not all Democrats are the same. That a Democrat who takes corporate money, profits off foreclosure, doesn't live here, doesn't send his kids to our schools, doesn't drink our water or breathe our air, cannot possibly represent us. What the Bronx and Queens needs is Medicare for all, tuition-free public college, a federal jobs guarantee, and criminal justice reform. We can do it now. It doesn't take 100 years to do this. It takes political courage. A New York for the many is possible. It's time for one of us. Vote for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on June 26th.
Well, apparently they did. Very compelling. That was homemade, they said. That wasn't homemade. Somebody really made that. They claim it was homemade and it went viral. Well, it must have gone viral. I give them that. And it's very well done. Very compelling. The visual, of course, going on with that. We'll put that up on our website. Very, very compelling. It sounds almost like a conservative. I hadn't seen this before. I hadn't seen it, but she's conservative. I don't care what anybody says. What she can say, she's a socialist or whatever. But what knocked this Crowley guy out is what's going to knock out people like Pelosi and Maxine Waters. This is, you've got Omar Navarro in the 43rd district down there in Inglewood, Los Angeles area. He can beat Maxine Waters. Absolutely. He can do it. And he's been on the show several times. This is an Omar Navarro story right here. So she's going to be paired up with him in the 43rd district. He can beat her with this kind of thing. Maybe she should come out and campaign for Omar. I'm serious. He's a strong conservative. He's got the same background as her. He's not a communist or a socialist. Absolutely not. But this is my point. And they're about the same age. I think, he's a little older. But they're totally in the millennial thing. And he's running some good numbers down there against Maxine. Maxine doesn't live in her district. No, she's got... Now, I don't know. Some people tell me... Yesterday I was listening to somebody talk... Well, she's got a $4 million house. And then, I was listening to another person, another source say, oh, it's down $7 million. And then it's $5 million. It's okay. Listen, it's... multiple millions of dollars her house in Hollywood Hills. She doesn't live in the... Are you kidding me? She doesn't even go in the 43rd district. She's afraid to go in there. Of course, she's got bodyguards. But that's her district. She goes in there if she does. People don't know when the last time she was there. This is the problem with the Democratic Party. And there's going to... I'll tell you, there are people going to vote for not her. Because they remember Bernie. The Bernie Sanders people remember that. I remember that. Anyway, that's what happens when you do it wrong. You get caught. We'll be back. You listen to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price? Guaranteed. Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Democratic caucus. He's the number four in the House. Congressman Joe Crowley losing by what appears to be a pretty wide margin tonight to a 28-year-old Bernie Sanders organizer who was endorsed by the Democratic Socialists of America. Vogue has this to say about her. 28-year-old Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez might just be the future of the Democratic Party. Meanwhile, the National Republican Congressional Committee says tonight House Democrats hoping for a post-Pelosi era are now left leaderless. The only person happier tonight than Nancy Pelosi is the NRCC. Well, let's bring in former pollster and advisor to President Clinton, Mark Penn, and contributing editor at The Daily Caller, Derek Hunter. Welcome to you both.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Mark, I will start with you. I mean, this is a young woman who, there's a tweet out there tonight of her showing her a year ago, tending bar, kind of a political unknown. And now here she is. She's been a Bernie Sanders supporter. She's for universal health care, federal jobs for everyone, all kinds of pretty far left ideas. And she has upended the number four Democrat in the House.
Well, look, this is an upset in the finest tradition of upsets. I think a candidate who's not expected to win, who's got some strong views against somebody who's been there a very long time, who somehow spent $3 million and didn't get his vote out. I mean, if you look at the number of votes there, there's 25, 26,000 votes in a district that's probably 90% Democratic. So in reality, very few people voted. She did a great job organizing, and she won. Look, some other challenges of the left, like against Lipinski in Chicago, were beaten back. Here's one where the left picked one up and knocked off somebody who really, frankly, had really gotten out of sync with his district.
All right, Derek, how do you think this plays out in the fall? I mean, it sounds like it's a district that will clearly stay Democrat. So if that holds and she comes here to Capitol Hill, it's really now an influx of somebody who is pretty far left. I mean, endorsed by the Democratic Socialists and somebody who has ideas that sound very much in that vein.
She will be a backbencher that doesn't really get a whole lot done, but she'll be vocal. She will be a hit on the cable news circuit. She'll be a media celebrity, but she won't exactly be an effective member of Congress. You're turning over somebody in leadership who could get things done for somebody new, a Democratic Socialist of all people, who can't get things done. No new member of Congress can get things done. I'm not exactly heartbroken about it. I think it's kind of funny that Frankenstein's monster always returns to the castle. The left has preached identity politics. They've preached tribalism. They now have become a victim of that. They're number four in the House. This is a majority-minority district. He thought he was a good progressive, and that was all he needed to do was say the right things and support the right things. He certainly was no moderate by any stretch of the imagination. But the idea of a white man representing that district was a bridge too far for many. And so they lost. He got hoisted in his own petard in many ways. I think it's kind of a beautiful thing.
Okay. All right. Mark, what do you make about this? Because we've seen this playing out in other places, like in California, where a Senator Dianne Feinstein, a long mainstay leadership of the Democrats in the Senate.
Yep, that's what I've been saying.
Endorsed by her own party there in California because they felt like she was too centrist. And they went with somebody who was much further to the left.
Well, but most of these challenges have been beaten back. I think if you look at the overall season, the Democrats come out with a pretty good group. I mean, look.
I want to stop it here because I want to go back to that. Dianne Feinstein was not supported by the Democratic Party in California. Did you know that? No. It's Kevin DeLeon they supported. Oh. See? Kevin DeLeon. Kevin DeLeon is not this girl. They're polar opposites, Kevin DeLeon. See, it would have been Kevin DeLeon as a progressive socialist communist that he is in California, and it would have been this girl on the other end. There's a big difference between this young lady and Kevin DeLeon. This girl knows how to work. She's out working. She's out tending bars. She's out supporting her family. At a very, very young age, all the way, she knows how to work and provide. Now, Kevin DeLeon has had it spoon-fed, the criminal, corrupt Kevin DeLeon, and he's a criminal. No one's doubting that. And the Democratic Party was going to support him. Get it? So he would have been the big boy upsetting Dianne Feinstein. Didn't happen. At least, well, it hasn't happened. Now that you got Omar Navarro, who's like her. In Maxine Waters' district, see what I'm saying? Omar Navarro, who's a Republican conservative, has been on the show many times. We'll have to get him back on and see where things are going. So there's going to be, that's Maxine Waters' district down there, the 43rd.
The Republicans right now are completely leaderless. They don't have a message. They have a leader who's quit but won't quit. I don't even know how they run a campaign. They're behind, I think, 7 or 8 points in the overall.
Well, they run a campaign based on full employment and 4% growth that the left said was impossible just 2 years ago. That's how you run a campaign.
Well, but I think most of the public sees that the Republicans have been unable, even amongst themselves and even with a majority, to solve problems and move legislation. And this week, look, when the crisis arose over what was happening at the border, the congressional Republicans froze, and the president had to come in and do an executive order.
Right, but what is the Democratic solution? It's to open the border. It's to anger the mob. I detail this in my book, how they just keep people angry to prevent people from thinking. That seems to be the liberal mantra, is keep the mob riled up, keep people emotional to override logic, and hope to God that whatever violence naturally springs from an angry mob around the country waits until after the election. The Democrats seem to be playing a game of chicken with November, that they can keep this mob angry and motivated through November, but keep it from becoming violent. I don't think that's going to be possible.
This is a dynamic young person who overthrew someone who'd been in the district a long time, lost a bit of touch. This is a classic upset. It's classic New York politics. And we don't know what kind of congresswoman she will be. Let's give her a chance.
All right, we will see. By the way, Mark has written a very interesting piece about social media mobs and all kinds of things that are going on that are upsetting American discourse and our ability to try to meet each other.
Anyway, interesting, isn't it? Interesting how this the political landscape is changing. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra
Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Med is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Anyway, a lot of things coming up. The next one, we're going to talk about the Red Hen. This is a fascinating thing for me. I used to work in some big restaurants of note, famous people I met too in that. So it's always fascinating when restaurant stories come in, especially like this one, because this mixing politics as a business and with your business is just not a good deal. I mean, we do it here. I mean, this is a political thing. You know what I'm saying? But you know, if you're running a restaurant, you don't want to mix your politics up with your customers. I mean, they're giving you money. You're supposed to serve them. You know, the whole essence of a good restaurant is to serve your customers. You know, I mean, that's your number one focus. I mean, I'm really grateful for all the teaching and learning that went on when I was working in restaurants, because it taught me how to, you know, approach people and how to be nice to people. And, you know, they were the customers. I mean, we had, with this one restaurant here, Nixon used to come to the restaurant. I mean, that's how big it was. And, you know, there were people who didn't like Nixon who served them with grace and dignity and professionalism. That's what you do. But to trample on somebody because, you know, you don't like their politics in a restaurant and it's your restaurant? Anyway, that's just my editorial. So we're going to come back in the next hour and talk a little bit about what happens now to the owner. Who booted Sarah Sanders? It's called, well, I don't know how long that place is going to remain open. Just, anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and stay strong, America. We're exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.